From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump made several phone calls to world leaders Friday, most notably to Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. That's a move that breaks decades of policy and could risk raising tensions with China even before Trump takes office. The call is believed to be the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979. Washington has pursued a so-called one-China policy since then, when it shifted diplomatic recognition of China from the government in Taiwan to Beijing. Under that policy, the U.S. recognizes Beijing as representing China but retains unofficial ties with Taiwan. Trump also talked by phone with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, and the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. He also promised to have most of his cabinet posts filled by next week, calling his nominees tremendous people. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has asked his state's Supreme Court to stop a vote recount there because the party requesting it had no chance of winning the election. Schuette argues that the Green Party and its candidate Jill Stein could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent that the miscounting of votes could have caused her to lose. Stein won only about 1% of the vote in Michigan. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit Thursday, which contends the recount there threatens due process rights of those who voted for Trump. A similar legal action is going on in Pennsylvania. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged continued work to deal with the devastating humanitarian situation in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking in Italy Friday, Kerry said it was important that all parties worked on a framework to provide a passage for people to get out of the besieged city.
If the humanitarian situation could be dealt with in Aleppo more effectively, and if indeed we could create a framework for the passage of people out of Aleppo, that could open up the space to perhaps be able to start some kind of conversation in Geneva.
Kerry's Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov said that his country is sending humanitarian and medical assistance to East Aleppo. Russia proposed opening four safe corridors for humanitarian aid, but the UN has not used them because of security concerns. The World Health Organization reports that hospitals and health facilities are overwhelmed by the number of war wounded from fighting between Iraqi government forces and Islamic State in Mosul. As Lisa Schlein reports, the WHO says an increasing number of civilians are requiring trauma care but are not able to get it.
WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says the WHO is concerned that a significant number of civilians are trapped and unable to receive urgently needed treatment for their injuries.
We have seen many injured people, mainly men, but also women and children. Children as young as 2 years old who needs treatment for injuries. The main injuries are bullet injuries, mine and shell injuries, and mortar injuries.
Shaib says the hospitals in the Iraqi Kurdish city of Erbil are closest to the front lines. The problem, she notes, is that transportation time from Mosul can take 2 to 4 hours, reducing patients' chances of survival. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Celebrations broke out in Gambia Friday after the country's electoral commission said opposition candidate Adama Barrow has won an upset victory over the longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced that Barrow won 263,000 votes, or 45% of the total, compared to Jammeh's 212,000, or 36%. Jammeh has ruled the tiny West African nation since taking power in a military coup in 1994. The Labor Department reported Friday that non-farm payrolls increased by a seasonally adjusted 178,000 jobs last month. November's unemployment rate dropped to 4.6%, but that was partly because many people stopped looking for work. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.